and I'll ask you only specific trees.
Yeah.
What did you say? You had several elms?
There's a Chinese and American elm.
Uh-huh. And I asked you also about that one with the big leaves and...
Yeah. Sycamore.
Yeah.
We have very few of those here, maybe one or two specimens.
I asked you about cherries, too.
We do have cherries.
And then that bush that has the brown berries up on top?
Sumac.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And you said that wasn't a tree, that was a...
Shrub. A shrub, yes.
And we discussed that one that, the three-leaved vine.
The poison ivy. We do not have poison oak in this country, we have poison ivy.
And you said that poison ivy does what to you?
Raises blisters.
Uh-huh.
Skin irritation.
And we mentioned a group of trees in open country.
Zamat.
And
brush, just brush country. There's no particular name for it.
Uh-huh. And land where scrubby oak grows.
We don't have that here, but it's Shinry country. It's spoken of as Shinry.
And your wife would say that you are her...
Her husband.
A woman whose husband is dead is...
It's a widow.
And your usual term for your father?
It's father.
Mother?
Mother.
Grandfather?
Grandfather.
Grandmother?
Grandmother.
And your father and your mother were your...
Parents.
And your father and your mother and your aunts and your cousins were your
relatives.
And if you have a boy, he is your son.
And girl is a daughter.
And the early babies here were delivered by
midwives.
And the boy who has the features of his father
savors or resembles his father.
And if a person takes care of children when they're young and as they grow up, he is said to have
raised or reared, raised to the most
And an illegitimate child is called a
legally a bastard.
Uh-huh. And a baby to be taken outside would be put in
a go-kart. You never heard that, I guess. That was a common term.
And your wife, if she asked you to put the child in the go-kart and say, put the child in the go-kart and then...
Take it for a walk.
And your mother's, or your aunt's son would be your...
Cousin.
Uh-huh. And, let's see, children without living parents.
As orphans.
And that person appointed to take care of them is...
Guardians. I've had some discussion on that. Some say that I put the the accent on the wrong. That's the way I've always pronounced it. I may be just a little off on the way I pronounce it.
Any.
But, I'm not sure because I've always been confused.
I think I say guardian.
Guardian and another word is cemetery.
Uh-huh.
And I'm always glad it's been interesting.
It has to me. I must apologize again for